It's time for your AFN Kunsan radio update. I'm Staff Sergeant Crystal Mugia. We interviewed members from Kunsan's Joint Force 4, an organization dedicated to ensuring the junior airmen on base have an opportunity to be heard and develop leadership skills by giving a chance to interact with peers and mentors. A1C Karen Jimenez, a member of the council, had this to say.
If you are interested in joining, we do have general chat. We have QR codes for it, a link for it. We post it all the time whenever we have the opportunity when we have several events. Also on the CRUD, we're advertising our organization. You know, if you see us on base, just come up to one of us and just let us know, hey, I want to join. What steps do I have to take? And we're more than happy to help.
In other news, Kunsan Air Base hosted its first cross-servicing demonstration to showcase interoperability between U.S. Air Force and Republic of Korea Air Force personnel on October 18. The purpose of this training is to equip the U.S. and ROC Air Forces with the capability to receive each service's jets, service them, and send them back into the air, resulting in seamless integrated operations between partner nations. The success of this cross-servicing event allows U.S. and ROC Air Forces to showcase their operational capability and flexibility through partnership, as well as sets the stage for further integration in the future. That's it for this edition, but for more Wolfpack news, go to kunsan.af.mil. Be sure to follow AFN Kunsan on Facebook, download the AFN Go mobile app, or tune into 88.5 FM AFN Kunsan The Eagle and your local AFN television station for the latest updates from Kunsan to across the Pacific. I'm Staff Sergeant Crystal Munguia, and this has been your AFN Kunsan Radio Update.